I didn't dare disobey her, but just before leaving the room, I stopped, thinking perhaps I could persuade her.
Hatsumomo-san, I know you don't like me, I said, but if you'll be kind enough to tell me what I want to know, I'll promise never to bother you again.
Hatsumomo looked very pleased when she heard this and came walking toward me with a luminous happiness on her face. Honestly, I'd never seen a more astonishing-looking woman. Men in the street sometimes stopped and took their cigarettes from their mouths to stare at her. I thought she was going to come whisper in my ear, but after she'd stood over me smiling for a moment, she drew back her hand and slapped me.
I told you to get out of my room, didn't I? She said.
I was too stunned to know how to react, but I must have stumbled out of the room because the next thing I knew, I was slumped on the wood floor of the hallway, holding my hand to my face. In a moment, Mother's door slid open.
Hatsumomo, Mother said, and came to help me to my feet. What have you done to Chiyo?
She was talking about running away, Mother. I decided it would be best if I slapped her for you. I thought you were probably too busy to do it yourself.
Mother summoned a maid and asked for several slices of fresh ginger, then took me into a room and seated me at the table while she finished a telephone call. The Okiya's only telephone for calling outside Gion was mounted on the wall of her room, and no one else was permitted to use it. She'd left the earpiece lying on its side on the shelf, and when she took it up again, she seemed to squeeze it so hard with her stubby fingers that I thought fluid might drip onto the mats.
Sorry, she said into the mouthpiece in her raspy voice. Hatsumomo is slapping the maids around again.
During my first few weeks in the Okiya, I felt an unreasonable affection for Mother, something like what a fish might feel for the fisherman who pulls the hook from its lip. Probably this was because I saw her no more than a few minutes each day while cleaning her room. She was always to be found there, sitting at the table, usually with an account book from the bookcase open before her, and the fingers of one hand flicking the ivory beads of her abacus. She may have been organized about keeping her account books, but in every other respect, she was messier even than Hatsumomo. Whenever she put her pipe down onto the table with a click, flecks of ash and tobacco flew out of it, and she left them wherever they lay. She didn't like anyone to touch her futon, even to change the sheets, so the whole room smelled like dirty linen, and the paper screens over the windows were stained terribly on account of her smoking, which gave the room a gloomy cast. While Mother went on talking on the telephone, one of the elderly maids came in with several strips of freshly cut ginger for me to hold against my face where Hatsumomo had slapped me. The commotion of the door opening and closing woke Mother's little dog, Taku, who was an ill-tempered creature with a smashed face. He seemed to have only three pastimes in life: to bark, to snore, and to bite people who tried to pet him.